I don't know what that was in the background, man.
That was my mom.
Word. What's up to Fusion's mom?
Yeah, thanks,
dude.
Mom. I'm not trying to do anything of any great importance.
Maybe I'll.
Mom, I'm trying to record.
Wow.
So.
Dude, you're putting that at the beginning of the show.
Yes, I am. Okay.
Right. All right. Pet Food Alpha! Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha, brought to you by BeTheGamer.com, the podcast that brings you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is Fusion X.
And we have a lot of stuff to cover today.
A lot of news this week.
It's really exciting.
It is.
Because some weeks we don't have anything, you know, and then we have weeks like this where we have like 20 things to cover.
Oh, I know.
So it's just me and Fusion today. Sammy couldn't be with us. She
knows how excited I am about the news, though. So
the day
this came on the website, like all this stuff, I sent her Talon Game. I'm like, oh my god, have you seen this new stuff? She's like, what?
It's exciting.
I must have spent like 20 minutes, like, oh my god, and then they're gonna get this, and we're doing this, and like this.
And... It's really awesome because, like, for you, you know,
oh yeah,
you've got samurai leveled, so. Should be really exciting.
The little details,
there's a lot of really cool stuff that they got in the works. So I guess we'll just go ahead and get started.
Right.
Stop wasting time.
Yeah.
All right. The first part of the news is the additions and adjustments to Chocobo Raising. Basically, they said that they're going to be changing the way Chocobos look based on their stats.
Which is something like... I know I keep referring back to this when the Chocobo update first came out. They said that there was going to be changes to appearance or whatever. This is what this is about.
Yeah,
and
totally.
It's not just, you know, new colors or whatever. They said they're going to be adding two new colors. They don't say which, but they show a picture of a red Chocobo. So we're assuming it's red and probably green.
I'm assuming green. I think green.
Can't be sure, but you know, it's I feel safe saying green.
Maybe it will be aqua.
Aqua. Or rainbow.
Or mauve.
We'll have Magic Dunkle, the rainbow-colored Chocobo.
Eggplant. Basically, they said that these changes will go into effect, although it says at the bottom that a Chocobo that you are already raising will not suddenly change color or appearance with this version update. So it sounds to me like you have to start a new egg.
Yeah, which is, you know, I was waiting to start another one until I heard how this was going down. And
yeah.
So, you know, I've just been keeping working on the Chocobo that I've had since the Chocobo update came out. I'm on like day 40-41, and so, you know, after the update comes out, I'm gonna, you know, grab a new egg, or I still have to breed it with a friend of mine, and
yeah.
Then, you know, that day I'll start raising it so I can hopefully get have a better chance of getting a new colored Chocobo.
Sweet.
Also, the appearance changes are really cool.
Okay, it says here that the Chocobo. Like the legs will be bigger. If your Chocobo has strong legs, the legs will look a little bigger. You know, things like that.
Which is kind of cool.
After
the update, or, you know, probably a little bit after the update since, you know, changes won't come till for the new eggs. You'll be walking around, you'll see a Chocobo with, like, these huge legs or something, and maybe, like, a really
sturdy
tiny
legs
head.
Will
like, tiny
identify.
Head, big legs, or, like, a huge head and, like, really small legs.
Dude, I rode my Chocobo the other day for
yeah.
the first time. It was so lame. He was, like, so slow.
Yeah, they're very slow.
He was so slow. It was like walking times two. It was so lame, but I don't know, maybe I'll breed a faster
yeah,
Chocobo.
Yeah, I think it's after, you know, seeing how the Chocobo system is starting to work, you know, I was a little disappointed how you could just get the color Chocobo right off the bat.
Yeah.
But they kind of suck.
They do so.
That's where the breeding comes in, so you can, you know, work on getting a certain stat up or whatever like that, I think.
You need to breed, like, a fast Chocobo with a fast Chocobo, and then
you get
like, a double fast Chocobo?
Double fast Chocobo. There you go.
Why did I raise my Chocobo to be, like... It's because I have, like, its discernment is substandard.
Right.
And it's... mental capacities substandard or whatever.
Well, maybe you could do more of like
smart chocobo.
There's the one care schedule where you can have it like dig for treasure. I think that needs like intelligence or something to do that.
Does it really?
I think so.
Maybe I'll have him do that.
There's
make me some money.
There's a lot of cool care schedules you can do once it's grown up, and you can, you know, all of them alter one stat in some way or another, which is really cool.
Awesome. I don't know if I have the option to do dig for treasure, or maybe I do, and I just haven't seen it.
I think it's near the bottom of the list.
Sweet. So that's that. New chocobos coming soon. Stay tuned for more information.
Yeah, don't start a new one yet if you want one of these new colors. Don't start it yet. Keep going with the one you got now.
Yeah, keep going. Keep rolling with it.
All right.
Awesome. The next piece of item is further action taken against third-party tool users. We've said this before, I think two or three times.
Yeah.
People using speed hacks have been terminated. This is a number of counts confirmed in violation of the blah, blah, blah,
right.
Unauthorized third-party tool software, blah, blah, blah.
Basically, it's just more speed hacking than 3,300, so that's nice. On a little side note here, skip ahead just a smidge. They said they're going to start a new task force for RMT.
That's true.
So instead of, don't quote me on this, but I think GMs were doing it before?
Yeah, I think so.
So now they got a whole group devoted to just RMT.
Yeah.
Which kind of stinks because that means everything that I'm trying to sell now, the price is going to drop even more. But it needs to happen.
And that's a bad thing?
It is when I'm trying to
buy other stuff. It says it's starting in, what, October?
October, I believe.
Yeah. Starting in October.
That's very cool.
So, good deal.
All right.
That's that. Moving right along. They just put out this thing last week called Tracking the Elusive Beast. And it says, mysterious tracks have been discovered in the lands of the Near East. This story basically looks like they are about to unveil a new Beastman race.
Yeah. Of frogs.
Looks like frog people.
Magic frog people.
Looks like walking, like upright walking frog people.
Talking, magic casting frog people.
Yeah, so frog people for the win, dude.
That sounds pretty cool. I was looking at this. It's kind of cool how they introduce it. It says that there's a Taru by the name of Samariri? Samari? Yeah, something like that.
Word.
She felt like sorry for the frogs or something. So she used a spell to increase the size of their tiny bodies. And I guess eventually they learned how to talk. They learned some magic and stuff. And then eventually, I guess they were in Winders for a while. But then the Taru were like, enough of this. Let's get them out of here. So they, like, you know, pretty much wiped them off the map.
Yeah.
And now it seems like they're coming back in the new Atarigan areas.
It's kind of cool how they kind of, like, how they bring this to the table instead of saying, ah, there's a new beast man. You know, it's like, you know, they're saying,
they're kind of,
it's all, I'm making it, like, mysterious.
Like,
this is the legend, you know, and
right.
Mysterious tracks have been discovered. And they actually have, like, this photo at the bottom of the article that shows, like, this little frog person in the weeds.
Mm-hmm.
And it would look like something you got off the tabloids at the grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like, whoa, what is that thing, you know? But,
Karago caught in Wajum Woodlands.
Yeah.
Denies that he was ever there. But, it's pretty cool that they're introducing the Beastman race like this. It's also, I like that they're giving it a background story.
Yeah,
and I'm hoping they have a couple of quests or something that explain how they got to Atarigan.
Yeah, because
if they were in Winders, then they got wiped out.
Maybe they're amphibic. If they're amphibic, they could just swim there.
Cool.
But it looks like from the diagrams that these might be like magic users.
They say they started learning running magic.
So I This will be another one of your kick your butt beast men over in Atarigan.
And another thing, I did a little research, and there's a program out there called Altana Viewer, which is similar to the Model Viewer. You can view, only with this one, you can view animations for spells and all that stuff. Not really a third party application that changes anything in the game, so I'll talk about it a little bit. I was looking, they have a section for spells, and there's a couple of them labeled Toad. So I think they're bringing it. They're gonna have a new type of magic set for these new guys. And
that reminds me of like Final Fantasy IV.
Yes.
That would be so awesome.
Like they're like really random animations. There's one where a giant hammer appears over your head and just like hits you. And there was the other one. It was like a water balloon.
Whoa.
But
Very cool.
Cool stuff. I'll see. Maybe I can get a video of those animations or something.
Please do. Hook me up. Hook me up so I can see that.
We'll see what we can do about that.
Dude, he just turned the Dark Knight into a toad.
They need to introduce
a new white mage spell called Toadra then. Or like
Toadra. Todaga.
Todaga. That would be the black mage spell.
There you go.
All right, word up.
Cool.
Moving right along. Apparently, I didn't know this until last week. Square Enix had quite a bit to do with the Tokyo Game Show.
They did, yeah. And we talked about that.
I didn't know this.
A little bit about what did they call it? The Rose Quartet battle with all the female characters from the nations.
Okay, now. Okay. The Vanifest 2006 at the Tokyo Game Show. Apparently a lot went on at this Tokyo Game Show with the Vanifest 2006. We probably don't need to get into every little last detail. But they did a lot of really cool things. Like they had a game show.
Yeah.
Like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, whatever. Anyways, yeah. They had like basically like a mock Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, only it was like Vanadil questions.
Some of those questions were pretty hard too.
I got them all, dude.
Did you?
I had to guess. I had to guess on like one of them, but
there's
like
a couple.
I got. Them.
I had to look at the
Black Mage. They have they had like the Black Mage spells where like you can. It's like.
What order do you learn them in?
Yeah, what order? I had to guess on that, but they have a bunch of mock questions that they did on the site, so check it out. It's pretty cool. You can test your knowledge on Vanadil knowledge. All right, and they had like a whole bunch to do with like they had like developers there, and they talked about. Different things.
It was pretty similar to the fan festival we had back here in the States not too long ago when they were introducing the new jobs for Ottergon. I think there they had the was that where they had the Ballista Royale?
Yeah.
Match. Yeah, they had that there. So they had a couple different like event specific things here. They had the fight where you go up against the female.
Yeah, that was the Heroines Combat.
Yeah. And then they had an assault run.
Yep. The Gathering Storm.
Which is pretty cool. It talks about how all the guys in the thing get like auto regen and all that kind of stuff. And they have to kill as many beastmen as they can in the time allotted. Which is pretty cool. They have auto refresh, auto regen, and auto TP restoration. Which is really cool. So yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. They also say that they're going to be soon plan on taking this stuff to fan events all over. So, you know, maybe they're hinting at another fan festival this year, which would be really cool.
Let's try to be there.
Let's do it.
We should go.
The Pet Food Alpha live from the fan fest.
Live from the fan festival. That would be awesome.
We'll set up a table.
Let's see how much budget BeTheGamers.com got for the fan fest.
If they're lucky, they can fly us there and that'll be it.
But they also, like, they also went over the update that's coming out for October, which we'll talk about in a second. And they talked about, the different job changes that they plan for all the jobs.
All the jobs.
Except for one.
Some of them they don't get too specific into. The one thing that I don't know if it's something that they just missed or haven't included, every job is listed on this list, except for Bard.
Bard is not there.
Bard just like
the Bard is not there. Just totally forgot.
Bard's singing alone. On
you
a,
know, maybe in they a, just forgot corner. To put Bard on there.
They might, yeah, they might have just forgot because I find it hard to believe that they have something for everything
except for Bard.
Even yeah. You know, there's even some where it's like, you know, for Corsair Blue Mage and Puppet Master, they're like, well, we're planning stuff, but there's, you know, still a lot of things we got to do. For yep. Bard, they could just be like, well, you know, we're not planning on doing anything.
Right.
But, you know,
like we just gave you the
every other job except for Bard.
Yeah, every job except Bard.
I still like Bard, though, so if any Bards out there are disappointed, I still love you.
Yeah.
In a completely non-creepy way.
Sing a song for me, dude. All right, yeah, they don't, a lot of the jobs, they were like, basically we want to make them more useful yeah. in other different types of situations.
Monk, making the job useful in a variety of situations, like, all right. That narrows it down.
It's okay.
Black Mage, it sounds like slowly they're trying to get rid of mana burns, too. For Black yeah. Mage, they say that they want to make it so that Black Mages are more effective when partied with other jobs. But you also got to think, well, does that mean that they're going to start, that they're going to, like, gimp everything right off the bat, and then so you need to party with these other jobs in order to get these enhancements, or are they going to give them on top of what they already have now?
Ninja, it says, there are no plans to strengthen the job of ninja, only to make it more useful in a variety of varying
Thank
situations.
God. Yeah. Don't strengthen ninja, please. I don't like ninja as a tank job. Don't let it. Don't
they did. They did mention the changes that they will be making in this version update for summoner, dragoon, and samurai.
Actually, dragoon got a lot of cool things that I've been. The one thing that I've been kind of looking forward to and wondered why they haven't done this before is now when you 2-hour, you get all the jump ability time recast. Like the recast time is reset for all the jump ability. So like if you do all your jumps and then you 2-hour, you'll have all your jumps ready to go again.
That's cool.
Which is really cool. Another thing, they talked about this at the fan festival. I don't know. There was the issue of Wyvern armor brought up. I don't know if that's, you know, I might be misinterpreting that question that was asked, or they may have misinterpreted it or something. But instead of giving the Wyvern an actual physical armor, now when you use Empathy, it'll provide stone skin to the Dragoon and the Wyvern.
Right, totally,
is,
yeah.
You know, definitely when I start getting the merit points, that's the first thing I'm going to get now. Because, you know, that's really helpful.
Yeah,
and then we
cool.
get Super Jump recast will be reduced.
Super Jump is going to be 3 minutes instead of 5 minutes, was it?
Yeah,
5 minutes?
5 minutes.
Yeah. That's 3 minutes. Really good. When do you get Super Jump as a dragoon?
You get Super Jump, I want to say it's in the late 50s.
Oh, okay.
Or 60-ish, something around that.
Okay.
But it comes in handy, and producing that is definitely going to be very helpful for party.
Sweet.
Summoner actually got a lot of good changes too here.
So yeah, they did. Blood number one. This is Blood Pact recast time will now be based on the type of special attack being used, healing, enhancing, or damage dealing.
So
and then,
like, yeah, maybe like if you do a damage Blood Pact, you know, the recast timer will, you know, be less or more. It depends how they.
It's gonna depend. And that might be good or bad depending on
what, which stuff
which
is
blood pack you're using,
which is lengthened depending on the type of thing used. But.
It says summoning magic skill may increase not only when summoning an avatar but also while using blood pact.
So maybe we'll start getting rid of these summoners that are just in the dunes, you know, summoning avatars, dismissing them, summoning, dismissing. I can go on for a while. I actually used to do that a little bit when I was leveling my summoner. It was kind of I had a macro just to level up my summoning magic skill. But that's kind of cool doing that. And also they got Blood Pact special attack bonuses will be earned when equipping items that give summoning skill bonuses.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. So, summoners getting some of the treatment they finally deserve. Because I know a lot of them feel kind of disappointed after the merit point abilities came out. They didn't feel like those were too great.
Really
that
awesome. They're like, wow. Awesome.
Another thing, this is actually, they have a whole new separate news item for this. They were talking about how they wanted to make Samurai more useful as a sub-job. This caught my attention because I've been wanting to do Dragoon Samurai for a long time, even though, you know, after the whole Penta Thrust TP thing, you know, went down. You know, I still, you know, I have, since my first job was a Samurai, you know, it's up to 61, I liked the job a lot. and, you know, still have being able to have a lot of those abilities as a Dragoon,
mm-hmm.
it's just, you know, it's more appealing to me just because, yeah. you know, I've experienced it, I know how to do it. And now, I didn't even think anything was wrong with the combination, and now Square Enix has come along, and they're
making
like,
it more,
we're gonna
yeah.
buff Samurai up.
We're gonna
we're
buff
giving
him
you,
up.
We're giving you new abilities below 37, so you can have them as a sub-job.
Yep.
And we're gonna take an existing job trait and lower it down to 20, so you get to use that as well.
Awesome.
I know this the one
I love leveling Samurai. It's so much
it's
fun.
It's a very fun job.
It is fun.
And now with these new abilities, it's gonna be hauling some butt. There's an
it
ability
might make me level Samurai
at 25 yeah. called Hasso, which grants a bonus to attack speed, accuracy, and strength when using a two-handed weapon.
Yeah.
So unless you're a stupid samurai that's using like a sword, no, you're fine. This is gonna be an awesome ability. And then especially for Dark Knights and Dragoons to sub Samurai now. It's going to be very worthwhile.
Totally. And that's if you're using two-handed weapons, so you can use it as a Dragoon if you're using Polearm, or, you know...
Dark Knight with Great Sword and Scythe, or Warrior with Great Axe. And
right,
you can even
right,
do it with
true,
Paladin
true.
If you're using a Great Sword for some reason.
True.
I mean, there's this, you know, it helps a lot, too. It's something that's very cool. And you want all that stuff, especially speed and accuracy when dealing with these the two-handed weapons.
Totally, because you can only swing them once a week.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
So that's really cool. So that's any two-handed weapon. So does that include, like, staff?
I'm sure it would.
That's pretty cool.
But I don't know a lot of people that would be. Maybe Monk Samurai.
Well, I like to level, as a paladin, I like to level up my
but yeah,
staff.
if you wanted to skill up with your stave,
so, you know.
Paladin Samurai would be really good for that.
So, yeah.
Very
awesome.
Cool. He also has another ability called Saigon, which grants a bonus to Third Eye when using two-handed weapons. Again, two-handed buffs here. It says that while Saigon is in effect, the recast time for Third Eye job ability will be decreased by half. So I think it's 30 seconds right now.
Right, so
it'd
be 15
seconds. Then it also
says, so that's pretty sweet.
It also says the player may counterattack or keep the effect of Third Eye when the player evades an attack using the Third Eye job ability.
Which is awesome.
Which it seems like, okay, so you have Third Eye on, someone attacks you, you dodge it, then you might counterattack, or you might keep Third Eye on, and, you know, be able to evade a couple more, what it seems like.
That's what it sounds like to me, too, yeah.
Kind of cool. It's almost like a gimped version of, like, Uta Sen, you know,
yep,
except
totally.
Without the tools and without the guaranteed, you know,
yeah,
evasion or whatever. Which is
but like cool. a, you know, like a counterattack would be just as good, you know, because.
And also, yeah, like I said, they were dropping an ability, Sanshin, which is pretty much, if you miss an attack or whatever, like you have a chance to come back and try again. It's kind of like a second chance type thing.
Yeah.
They're dropping that down to 20. I think it was 60 before.
Wow.
So they're bringing it down a whole 40 levels. Yeah, Samurai is going to
awesome.
Be an awesome sub-job now.
So stay tuned to lots of Samurais leveling in your area.
So if you see everybody subbing Sam, don't worry. It's actually a good thing.
That's what they want you to do. I think they wanted you to really consider using Samurai as a sub-job, mm-hmm. which I always did. I always use Samurai for a sub-job because it gives you extra TP.
TP is really nice to have, and now that they're giving buffs to the two-handed weapons, there's going to be a lot of... You know, maybe Dragoons and Dark Knights will actually get party invites now.
Yeah, you know.
Just help us out, Square Enix. Give us something to work with here that'll make us decent in the eyes of everybody else. But, yeah, that'll
so
be
if you use Zanshin with, like, a ninja, if you have, like, ninja samurai, if you use Zanshin, do you attack,
well,
like, Zanshin four
is
times?
Zanshin it's a job trait. It's not an ability.
Oh, word.
So, but,
I knew that.
I was just testing you.
Yeah, I know
good
you
job,
were.
You passed.
I was asking for the listeners.
Oh, okay.
Word. All right, so cool. So lots of really cool things going on for Samurai as both main job and a sub job. So stay tuned for that. More information.
Stuff, yeah. Can't wait to see what all the other jobs do.
Awesome.
I guess that'll bring us into what we've been doing this week.
That's all the news. I thought the news would take way longer.
You know, we rushed over it. We said what had to be said, I think.
We did.
If people want to know more, you know where to go.
That's true. Oh, another thing. The October version update you might be looking at the Halloween stuff.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. So stay tuned to that, too. I love the Halloween stuff because you get to use, like, the trick staffs and the costumes and the trick-or-treating. And
I actually have it's kind of not really a tradition, but I've done it when every time my Ellis gets ready for a Dynamis run, I have the what's called the Mandragora hat, or the Mandragora cap, whatever they call it, from the Gold World Pass stuff, which gives you, like, the Mandy costume effect.
Right.
And then I have my trick staff plus one, which, like, enhances your speed when you have a costume. So every time before we start up Dynamis, I always, you know, use it, and I just start running around the town. Just,
yeah.
Like, scream, and I have a couple people do, like, auto-follow. I'm like, ah! It's really fun, because you get the people that are looking by, they're like, what the heck is that? Like,
yeah.
yeah. Halloween events are always fun.
Yeah, I love Halloween events.
Yeah.
It's like, you got I like the trick staffs. It's so,
yeah.
It's like free warp. Free warp!
And you use it up in a week, and then you're like, shouldn't use it so quick.
Yeah. Well, you know, whatever.
Might as well use it then. So.
Well, whatever. So, yeah. So, in-game stuff. What have you been doing, dude? I know you were busy last night.
I've been really busy, actually. I've been partying a little bit. Got up to, I got my level 71 back. I de-leveled a little bit from Dynamis last week. We did Dynamis Juno. Didn't clear it, but we got a lot of good. I got my first piece of Relic AF.
All right.
Unfortunately, it was a Ranger hat. so and everybody else, all the Rangers that we had had already got it, so we just let it drop, and so I got it. You know, the one guy that, you know, has sworn never to level Ranger again. But, you know.
You're thinking about leveling Ranger now?
No.
No.
I you know, I took it to 15 so I could sub it with my Samurai for the Promi runs, and haven't touched it since. But, yeah, so now I have a level 73 piece of Ranger AF. So, yeah, I'll probably end up dropping that sooner or later. Right now I'm just keeping it, you know.
Isn't it like a blue hat?
It's kind of like a turquoise.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. But, you know.
Awesome. Awesome.
Also been we did a couple sky runs. We were camping the Uli Kumi, which is it drops the things for I want to say is one of the pop items for Byakko, which is like the tiger god.
Yeah.
So we were camping that. We actually now everyone knows that, you know, there's bots that camp stuff, right? You know,
totally.
They go there, you know, they act like they're not there, and then all of a sudden the thing will pop and they go, I actually there are a couple of bots up in Sky camping this thing. And suddenly, I see this guy, he says like KL, and then he has like a bunch of like brackets and semicolons or whatever. And so like, that was right around the time where these guys, they evoked one of these statues and started attacking it. So I'm like, that's interesting. So I went ahead and typed in I said KL, and then I did a semicolon. And then right after I did that, I don't know if it was just like perfect timing or what. The people that were fighting the statue called for help.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was really weird.
You typed that
there's some bot programs that, like, I don't even know what they are, but, you know, now that I've experienced this, I'm sure there's a couple people out there that have. You type commands to them, and it recognizes the text, and it says, okay, this means do that.
Word.
So I think that I made these bots call for help.
That's awesome.
Some people right now, they're like, why didn't you call the GM? Well, you know, I only did it once, and it could have been coincidence. If I had done it again, then I would have, you know, got to prove all this stuff. But it was...
It's K, is it like capital K-L?
It was like capital K-L, and then I hit enter, and then I did like semicolon enter, and it calls for help.
That sucks. So then no one gets any drops, and
well, they weren't fighting the actual NM though. They were just fighting one of the placeholders.
They were just fighting one of the placeholders.
Yeah, it was very interesting.
Nice.
So, yeah, that was really weird with the bot.
Sweet, awesome. So what else have you been doing, dog?
We did a which one was it? We did.
Did you fight?
We fought Siriu last night.
Okay.
Which is
that's the bird?
It's the god, or not the god? Duh. It's the dragon god. I know, man.
I always get that wrong. I think Siriu and I think bird. I don't know why.
It's one of those things. It has wings, though, so you're close.
Did you?
So we killed that. We got a couple of good drops off of that. I didn't get it. Or what did I got the wind drop. It's like a throwing item you can get.
Oh, cool. So
I'll probably hold on to that. They're useful for something. I don't remember exactly what I want to say.
Awesome.
Yeah. But we were going to do Suzaku, which is the bird. But
Suzaku's the bird.
We were smart and decided that we didn't have enough people to do it, which is good because we wiped last time we did it. It was me and one other person were the only people alive. I remember I'm sitting there crouching in like a bush up on the island where you fight him, and like people are just, he's just running around pecking people to death, and I'm just sitting there like, please don't come over here. But so we're gonna do that later, and then we got our items to spawn Byakko, which is, he's a harder guy to fight, so we'll probably
Byakko is the tiger.
We'll probably be a little smart about that too, and make sure we know what we're doing before we go up there. But also this week I finished all of the Otter Gan missions.
All of them?
All of them.
All right.
That have been released this far.
Well, there's more coming in the version. There's a lot update.
More coming, yeah. So it's actually, word up. It was actually really
so cool. What's your title then? My after
title
all that?
Was Avjang's Errand Runner, which is, okay. Have you done any of the newer missions?
No.
There's
I'm private second class.
Okay. Well, those are actually assault ranks. Assault ranks differ from the actual storyline.
Right.
Actually, I got superior private, which is,
ooh.
Yeah, I know, I'm all like, I outrank you now, so.
You do. You outranked me from the beginning, I think.
Probably, yeah. But,
I did the mission that I needed to get Puppet Master. That's
yeah,
all I did.
Yeah. There's a Puppet Master that's actually introduced in the storyline, and I think it was her puppet. The puppet's name is Avjang or whatever.
Oh, cool. So,
that's kind of cool. The cutscenes are really, really cool. Like, some people were saying how the storyline in Otter Gan doesn't measure up to COP or whatever. From what I've seen from COP, I'm up at I still haven't beat Diablos yet, but you know, I like Otter Gan's storyline a lot more. But, it's a lot of fun. So I'll post a couple screenshots up with little spoiler tags. So if you don't want to see it, you don't have to.
Cool.
But, a lot of cool stuff. That's really all I've been up to. Oh, I got my I did a couple more Ilruzia toll runs, and I got my Palawan body.
Oh,
so now I just
you did to, get it. Awesome.
I did get it. Now I just need the 22K experience points to level up so I can wear it.
So, 22K, huh? 22K.
Well, the whole level is 36K.
Yeah.
So I'm a little more than halfway there. Whew. It's a task.
It is. That's a chore right there.
That's a chore, especially when you level the jobs that nobody wants. It's like, who wants the dragoon? No one's raising their hand. It's like even the fat kids in gym that get excluded don't want the dragoon.
Right. That's like, messed up, dude.
That's just bad.
Dragoons get picked last.
Yeah, well,
paladins get picked first.
Well, of course. Now, what have you been telling me that you were looking for party for quite?
You know
a
what?
While.
I was working third shift a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. And so on third shift when I was home, I was looking for a party and I couldn't find a party because they're all Japanese at that time in the morning, you know. So I was having trouble. I was struggling to get a party. Although that only happens once in a while, I guess. So, but
it's kind of awkward because usually paladins are a little more preferred than ninja.
Totally.
Well, what level or what area have you been leveling in?
Otter Gan,
the woodlands and the thickets, right?
No, the Idaiwa subterrane.
Oh, okay. I know you can. So. I've never partied in there, but I know you can around that level. Usually, when you get to a level around Kadava Mire. The imps in there, they give you amnesia, which gets rid of, like, you can't use any of your job abilities or weapon skills for a while. So usually paladins are a little more preferred there because the whole, you know, all they do during the fight is build up hate.
Yeah.
Where ninja, you know, if they use amnesia, the ninja can't evoke or anything. So if someone pisses the imp off, they're probably going to die or something.
That's awesome, man.
Those imps are
I need to get a party, dude. I need to get a party. I want to get to 75. I've actually been leveling Corsair.
Really?
I got tired of waiting for a party, so I'm like, I think I'm gonna level Corsair for a while. So I level Corsair. Right. My Corsair is like level 22.
How are you liking it so far?
It's actually pretty cool. I hate not having very good ranged accuracy at lower level.
Yeah.
But you know, It's pretty cool. I like using guns.
Very cool. How was it when you got to 20? I know that's when I kind of lost interest in it, when you get the healer's role.
You know, when you get to 22, at 20 you get a new gun. Mm-hmm. And then at 22, you get to use a new bullet.
Which is,
and the first bullets you use at level 15 have like 3 damage.
Those things aren't even worth it.
And then like the second bullets that you get at 22 have 46 damage. So like when you hit with that, you're doing really good damage. Mm-hmm. So, and then it only gets better when you get up to like level when you get to level 32, I think, or something.
Okay.
You can use like the archer's knives. Mm-hmm. And you can sub ninja and use 2 of them, so you get like 20 plus ranged accuracy or something like that. And I think by then you're using regular bullets. I don't know.
Nice.
But I assume you do way more damage up there. So.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Speaking of in-game, I'll throw this out here now. We're going to save it for the end of the show. But a couple of the people we've had on the show, Stealth Bomber, the manly man.
Stealth Bomber.
and Chinchilla, they got Sky Access.
Congratulations, so guys.
They've gotten up there to get to it. So congrats, guys. Remember.
Awesome.
All magic aggro.
Good form. Good
Don't
form.
Cast spells.
All magic aggro.
it's pretty easy to not get aggro in Sky if you know what you're doing.
True.
But, so yeah, have fun with that. Hope to hear about some god fights and start doing those.
I know, I talked to Stealth Bomber yesterday. He said he was trying to get C access as well.
I want to get C access too, but Diablos is still being a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
I tried him again, and it just doesn't work out. one of these episodes, I'm going to come on. Stig will start introducing, I'll be like, I beat him! It's like, don't even Diablos. Do anything else. I beat him!
I freaking beat him, man!
But, oh, man.
Well, congratulations, Stealth Bomber and Chilla, on your Sky Access. Good luck on your Sea Access and all of your future Final Fantasy Vanadil adventures.
Shenanigans. Since we're talking a little bit about Sky, there's been a little... I think Chinchilla brought this up, actually. She was like, why do you need to apply for endgame link shells? I thought that was
That's a pretty good question, why do you need to have a link shell for endgame stuff anyway?
Well, you know, a lot of these things, especially like Dynamis, you need a link shell because it's not where, you know, up to, you know, pre-endgame, it's, you know, all you really do is XP, you know, maybe a couple of missions and quests. You only need like a party or so. You know, you can get that from shouting, but for Dynamis, you need a lot of people. You can have, I want to say, up to 64 people in Dynamis.
Yeah.
And so you need a lot of people to clear, because Dynamis involves a lot of organization and a lot of strategy to beat other, you know, if you go in there and don't know what you're doing, you're not going to win. I don't care if you guys are good at playing your jobs. If you don't have it, you know, if you don't got your stuff down for Dynamis, you know, you're going to wipe. So really, you know, and especially a lot of it is on, you know, what jobs you have available. So a lot of these link shells are like, well, you know, we already have like 5 dragoons. You know, they're not good for anything in the first place. So we need, you know, we need more black mages. We need, you know, more tanks or whatever. We need more mages. And so a lot of the people that get to that point in endgame where they're like, you know, I got Sky with, you know, random people, but now I need someone to go up there with and do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They find these, you know, the link shells and they apply. They say, you know, I have these jobs available at, you know, these higher levels. And usually, depends on the link shell. They usually want one job at least 65 plus. And they want to make sure that you already have Sky Access. You know, some, I know when I joined my link shell, we were just forming up my endgame link shell, actually. So there was a large group of us that we did all the missions to get Sky before we started to do the application things to recruit people. But, you know, it comes in handy because, you know, sometimes you just don't need people in the link shell, especially for endgame things where, you know, all you can have, you know, fighting a god is an alliance.
Okay.
You know, you have one alliance, you know, that way, you know, the people in the alliance are the only people that can get the drops. So if you have, what, alliance is what, 18 people, right?
Yep.
And if you have 30 people in the shell, You know, that's a lot of people getting excluded out of that fight.
Totally.
So, I mean, there is such a thing as having too many people. I mean, you know, some people might just be like, you know, okay, really understanding about it, like, you know, whatever. But then there's these other people like, well, I want this item from this god, blah, 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 and they're going to be really picky about it. So that's why, you know, you want to make sure that the jobs that you do have, if, you know, you're not just, you know, inviting everybody, if you're trying to get a smaller type link shell so you can do things a little more, because, you know, the more people you have, the more out of hand it's going to be.
Yep.
So, like, you know, you want to make sure that you're getting the good jobs that you need when you're not inviting as many people. And that's, totally. You know, that's really why they have the whole application thing. Just so they, you know, they can
so how do you actually apply for a link shell if you are up around level, say, 65 in that case?
Well, if
what are you shouting, Juno?
Really, there's a lot of times there'll be guys shouting, just like usually for any other link shell, they're shouting in Juno. But instead of, you know, tell me and I'll give you a pearl, it's go to our website here and go ahead and submit an application. They usually tell you what's supposed to be on it, but usually it's like, you know, your job levels, if you have Sky or Sea Access, all that kind of stuff. But that's usually how you apply. Sometimes you can find them that'll help you get Sky. Others are like, if you don't have Sky, don't even bother applying because we don't want you.
See, I need someone to help me get Sky.
Yeah, some link shells are really nice about it. You know, they'll just try and get a group together. You know, maybe they already have a couple members that don't have it yet, and they'll work with you a little bit to help you get Sky. And some other ones are like, you don't have Sky, get out of here. We don't want you.
I need to get rank 6 though.
Yeah.
Or I'm not getting anywhere. I'm not getting anything.
Rank 6, you lose. You could probably shout for that pretty easily in Juno, I think.
Yeah?
If you wanted to, yeah.
See, I don't want to get all new gear. I don't want to get gear for Paladin for level 50 because it's really expensive.
Mm.
So I was thinking, like a number of months back, I was thinking, well, I could just get my White Mage up to 50
The Shadow Lord fight is uncapped.
No, well, you have to do the first mission where you do
Go to Fayin. You have to do the fight with the skeletons.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I hate that one. There's some people that I know that are like, hey, can you help me with this? I'm like, I would accept, like, I vowed to never, ever do that again.
You see, I'm under a vow.
It's just one of those things you try so... It's like Diablos. I'm going to do it, and then someone's like, hey, can you help me with this? Be like, no.
It's 5-1.
I tried 7 times to beat it. You know, I tried to beat it 7 times. I ain't going back.
Dude, I want it so bad, though.
And especially Fayin. It's such a walk. It's a hike to get out there.
Dude, it's way out there, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like...
That's way out there.
It's a hike.
It is a hike. I had to spend... It took me like an hour to figure out how to get to it.
Especially on I want to.
I don't even remember why.
I know. On PC you can turn weather effects on and off, but I don't think you have that choice on Xbox or PlayStation, do you?
Actually, you probably do.
Yeah.
Probably.
I have it for PlayStation, but I haven't played that game in the longest time on PlayStation. But
In the middle of nowhere.
And I've actually had a couple people that say they can't find the entrance because of the snow weather there.
Oh,
like,
really?
If they get, like, a double blizzard or whatever, they can't even see anything. So I'm like, well, just turn your weather effects off. It's just one of those areas it's like you don't want to go to because it's like it takes, like, 20 minutes to get out there.
True. So I'm going to work on getting rank 6. Then maybe I'll see if I can get Sky. See if some people can help me get Sky.
Need any help, dude? I can coach you.
Yeah,
or else I'll get a level 1 like monk on Kujata for you, and I'll just kill everything for you. You'd probably have to raise me a couple million times, but
yeah.
I might be able to get it done.
Sweet, cool. You have to fight lots of stuff to get Sky, don't you? Like,
there's not that many fights. After you do the Shadow Lord, you do a couple cut. A thing that's really nice is for the expansion packs, a lot of the missions are cutscenes.
Yeah.
So I know, you know, there's ZM4, which is you have to fight some Tonberries.
Tonberries are bad because you get hate.
ZM5 is probably what'll take you the longest because you have to go around to all these different areas and get these special headstones, and a couple of them have some NMs at them, so you gotta fight those off. And I know that there's one in the jungle, but you have to go through Ifrit's Cauldron to get to, or you gotta be like tractored over a rock. So either way, you're probably going to die at least once.
That sucks.
It's a pain to get to. But ZM6, you have to fight some Antikin NMs.
Yeah.
ZM8.
Are they, like, really hard?
They're not that hard. I went in
50s, 60s, what?
Probably 60s.
In their 60s?
I'd say probably 60s or so.
Something you would never want to fight by yourself?
Yeah, you never want to fight any of these by yourself. And this one is a BCNM, too. So you want to go in with the group. ZM8, I won't spoil anything, but it's a fun fight. And then ZM12 is a pot NM, which is, it's fairly easy for the most part if you got a good party going. But I mean, that's 4 or 5 fights.
Yep.
And they're not too bad if you got people that know what they're doing.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's it for Sky. Next up, last week we had our guest Taken on from Bahamut server.
From Bahamut, yeah.
Been talking to him a little bit, and he sent me in something that I never knew. It was actually a little kind of, I won't say it's a trick, but it's one of those things that probably not a lot of people know about.
It's legal.
It's not like, if you use this hack, you can do this, and you can make your Galka look like a Moogle. No, nothing like that. But when you start up Final Fantasy, you go into where you can select your character. If you hit Control, Alt, Shift, and B, a little box will come up, and you can actually save your macros, and you can save your map points. Like, if you make labels on your maps, it'll save all of that to the Play Online server. So if you go over to your friend's house and don't take your computer or something, and they have something, you can go over there, you hit Control, Alt, Shift, and R, and you can load that macro and map point set off of the server.
That is totally awesome, because a lot of times I switch between the Xbox 360 and my PC.
Yeah, you should try it, man. Let me know how
it works. And I don't want to level on the Xbox. I don't have any of my macros over there.
There you go.
Does it load it for all of your macro sets?
I haven't personally tried loading it yet, but
that is
awesome.
So. Control Alt Shift B, Control Alt Shift R.
Yep.
That's so cool.
It's one of those little things that, it's kind of like an Easter egg.
It is an Easter egg.
It comes in handy. I've looked at forums, all over the place. They're like, well, how do I back up my macros? It's like, well, if you go into, C program files, Play Online, Final Fantasy, this folder, it's this file. It's like, no, it's too much work. Just save it to the, be done with it.
That's very cool. Thanks, Taken.
So, word up, dude. So if anyone else out there, know something like that, like a little tidbit that's legal. I don't want to read an email like, this is how you speed hack. No. Don't even send it, because I'm not interested. So, if you know something little, that somebody, playing the game may not know, let us know. Go ahead and email us at petfoodalpha@gmail.com with that. I guess that, speaking of the email, I guess that would bring us to our email this week.
Email!
Woohoo! This email comes from Zarmus of Hades server.
Zarmus.
Like, first off, I'd like to just say that I love the show, even though I have only been listening to it for a couple of weeks. It says, I finished episode 14, and I heard the email about worrying that your chocobo could die. I found that this isn't true, because a friend of mine who's leaving Final Fantasy XI started raising a chocobo the day it was released, and 1 week later he decided to, to leave and left his chocobo alone for about a month, didn't check on it or whatever, and he came back to say goodbye to his friends, like a month later, and it was fully grown.
It was fully grown?
So chocobos can't die, but I think if you left them alone for a month, they would hate you a lot.
For a day.
And then you feed them, and he's like, okay, I like you again.
Yeah, work. Chocobos work.
Don't neglect your chocobos if you can avoid it. Be nice to the little pixelated birds. How is your chocobo doing, Steak?
My chocobo is slow.
Yeah,
my chocobo
mine is
very
too.
Slow. I knew that I should have raised my chocobo to focus on strength and endurance.
Yeah,
but I didn't. So
we'll find
he's so slow.
We'll find out, dude. Maybe it'll come in handy for something else. And everybody will have, like, a strength chocobo, and you'll be like, oh yeah, look what mine can do. And everyone's gonna be like, wow, that sure is amazing, mister. I wish my chocobo could be just like your chocobo.
My chocobo will dig up, like, gold ingots or something.
There you go, your chocobo digs up, like, Vertra skulls or something. It's like, oh, look, a Kirin's Osode. Buried in the middle of Gustaberg. Never saw that one coming. How'd you get your piece? Dude, that thing worth like 80 mil. I dug it up with my bird.
Dug it up with my chocobo, dude. Chocobo digging for the win.
Dig up some like dead tarus or like, ooh. Or maybe you'll dig up a couple of those piragos. And they'll throw a water balloon at you.
True.
Very cool, yeah. Can't wait to get those chocobos, all Uber and race them. That'll be a fun update.
Totally. Oh, yeah. I can't wait for Chocobo Racing.
That'd be fun.
Oh, and if they introduce, like, gambling on Chocobo Racing,
I'm kind of weary on how that's going to work, because it would have to...
Me too.
if they did that, it would have to be, like, kind of a... It wouldn't be just, like, an NPC thing. I think it would have to be more of, like, I don't want to say auction house system, but it would in, like, looks, it would probably have to resemble that. You know? What I mean, like, you know, this versus these people, so, you know, bid however you want on this guy. Because, I know, I've been having my chocobo do things that earn it money, and I've only gotten, like, 100 or 200 gil each time.
Right.
So if, you know, no one's Square Enix, it's going to be like, you can bet 100 gil on this race. It's like, oh, good job, you won 300 gil. Like,
yeah,
get that out of here. Like, I can make more money jumping on a goblin on my way to Mara to get the boat to Adrian. Like, there's no reason to have, like, low numbers like that. But if they have it where, you know, players can bid high amounts of gil, I think then it'll be a little more interesting. Get rid of those casinos in Juno. Just have everybody, you know, have everyone bid on Chocobo Racing.
I don't know what that was in the background there.
That was my mom.
Word. What's up to Fusion's mom?
Yeah, thanks,
dude.
Mom. I'm not trying to do anything of any great importance.
Oh,
maybe,
wow.
Maybe I'll... Mom, I'm trying to record. Oh, man.
Wow.
So.
Dude, you're putting that at the beginning of the show.
Yes, I am. Okay.
Right. All right. Oh. Yes, shoot us emails at petfoodalpha@gmail.com with your questions,
and
comments.
And tricks, any little tricks, tidbits, tricks, Easter eggs, whatever you want to call them, that are illegal.
Also, we're going to be starting to do the job specific shows. So
we got a couple more emails. We still need a lot more people, though.
Yeah. Shoot us some lines.
If you're interested,
let us know.
You know, just want to talk with us.
Talk about your job.
About the job that you got.
Or that you don't love.
That you don't love. Maybe we'll get a couple of haters in.
Yep.
There we go.
You can check us out at iTunes. We got you can give us iTunes
little
feedback
rating. All that good stuff.
Hey, those are always good. Always good. And I think that's it.
Yeah.
That's all the time we got. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
See you later.
Laters.